Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty cool. Just learned Frank Caliendo will be joining us in studio tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
Ah, very good.
That should be fun.
He'll be at the DC Improv. Is it Tuesday and Wednesday, Drab T-shirt?
I believe that's correct. Said Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes, good.
Yep.
He's so good to us.
Good to see Frank. Haven't seen him in studio in a while.
No, he's great, dude. All right, so tell me what happened with this ship. I saw it last night, obviously, as we all did. When you first see it, it's almost like it's such a slow moving thing, and you're like, "What? What is going on there? What?" And then when you read that there are like deaths, you're like, "How could there be deaths? It just looks like some lights or something." And then you see the other close up footage, and you see, "Oh no, there are human beings up there,
like way up high on the mast of the ship that
terrifying.
Struck the bridge."
I
was surprised that the Brooklyn Bridge, didn't sustain more damage.
I know, thank God.
How did it stay intact?
So, surprised me just looking at that style of ship and boat. I don't know. It's a Mexican Navy ship.
I was surprised Mexico had a Navy. Okay. I'll just be honest. Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, was anybody else surprised that Mexico has a Navy?
Well, Dee was saying,
I was surprised.
She looked up last night that they've been like on display, or they've been kind of like traveling all over the world for months.
They're heading
now
to Iceland, apparently.
Yeah. Well, maybe not anymore.
They were heading to Iceland.
Yeah,
and I guess they're just showing off the ship. But like, there was 277 people on board.
I know, it's shocking. But I can't believe there are all these people, like, I guess,
on the masts.
On the masts.
I know, it's so
high
up. You know,
like, doing a demonstration or whatever. And by the way, when you first see it, you don't see them at all. Like, it just looks like lights.
Like, so that Navy ship, that's not like modern Navy, right?
It's a pirate ship.
To me, it looks like a pirate ship.
Yeah, it's a ceremonial ship.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It looks like a booze cruise.
Right. But I guess that what they're saying is that it lost power or something, right? That's sort of the early initial reporting. Because, like, how do they not do the math? That thing's like 160 feet or whatever it is. The bridge has got, you got 130 feet of clearance. Like, what are we even doing here?
I think about all the time when I'm driving on highways and you have overpasses and it'll say how many feet.
Yep.
Like, what do you do if you're a truck that's too tall?
You gotta find a different route.
You have to go alternate routes.
I mean,
they have the alternate routes in their whole thing.
They have to have those planned out. Like,
they have to.
Like,
oh yeah,
they have to
100%.
Load in like the height of their load, and then I'm guessing
like a pilot. You don't have a pilot. You have to put in your flight plan, like where you're going to go, what elevations and all that. You have to do that, I think, when you're a truck driver, especially if you're one of those tall things. You can't just all of a sudden be, you know, 65 miles an hour plowing into a bridge.
So why even put it on there? Because nobody's all of a sudden seeing that and just stopping.
Well, my understanding is they lost power. They weren't even supposed to go under the
power. I'm talking about on overpasses.
On overpasses, on donks.
It'd be too late.
I've definitely gone to games here at Cap One and gone into some of these underground garages, and scrape the top of like my Tahoe. Because some of them
have some low clearance.
They have low pipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like you're in there and all of a sudden there's like low pipes and now you're scraping the top of your Tahoe. You're like, what's going on here? But yeah, this my I think these so I'm
so they
guessing
have a, they have a data recorder.
Oh yeah. So the, but I'm guessing that it's true they lost power because you could see them just slowly drifting into it, and then because there's no way only an idiot would try to like math wise it doesn't work. Dee said they had to drop anchor right after because it was going to hit another bridge.
My question is,
it was going to hit another bridge.
Like, why are they even near bridges when they know that something can go awry with the ship? Something could go wrong. The power could go out. What? Why would you even have them near bridges where they don't have clearance to get underneath said bridges? I don't understand that.
Don't they have, they got to have backup generators and that kind of thing, right?
I have no
Maybe
idea.
Maybe such an old hoop like that.
I mean, the ship, according to
like
what I'm reading,
from the Dina.
The ship last year visited 212 ports in 64 countries. So they were 212 for 212 cakes. They just botched 213.
I mean, it's sad. Like, two people died and, like, 20 others were injured. Like, it's a tragic incident.
Miracle that only two people died.
Yeah.
Did you see the video that some people have of the bodies falling from the top of the mast?
Well, I mean, clicked horrifying. Off before that point, but I saw the bodies up there as it was approaching.
Some people, I mean, lots of people have footage of it. I mean, the guy fell like 60 feet or something.
Yeah, did he just fall onto the boat or into the water?
Right in the middle of the boat.
Yeah.
Knocked off. It's horrifying.
Horrible. Horrifying. Yeah.
I'm going to guess if you fall 60 feet from the mast into the water, you have a good chance of surviving. Like, if you fall onto the boat,
depends on how
not
you
great.
Land. Depends on how you land.
Sure.
Because the water.
I mean, it's not going to feel good, but you have a much better chance of surviving hitting the water than you do of hitting.
I would guess.
The hull of the boat.
They would say that the water is like landing on you know, concrete if you don't break it the right way.
And they were also all in harnesses. So it's possible they thought as they were drifting that they were going to dangle there. But I think the wires all snapped and
they just were dropping.
Just dropping like flies.
It's just literally horrifying. The one that hit the bridge in Baltimore. I can't even remember now.
The Key Bridge, yeah.
Did they say that was also a power outage, too? Was that what they initially said? I can't remember if there's been follow-up.
Lost power.
Investigation, yeah. Seems to be an issue. Got to have some backup generators on these things, Cakes.
I guess. Boats are dangerous. They can be.
Except for Anna's boat.
Except for Anna's boat, which, again, I need to send her $10 so she could buy more gas for her boat. I mean... The rich get richer.
What do you think? Have you seen pictures of her boat online, Valdez?
Yeah.
What do you estimate the cost of that boat is? Honestly.
The engines themselves are probably six figures.
Yeah. What do you think? $300,000-$400,000 boat?
More than that.
Half a milli?
Probably
plus?
Around there.
Yeah.
Maybe a mil. Right. The engines are absurd.
Yeah.
How much for one fill up on a boat like that?
Probably
$200-$300. I mean, I have no idea.
$300.
No, I'd probably say $1,000.
$1,000 to fill it up.
It's probably at least that boat's probably at least a couple hundred gallons.
Okay,
right. My hot tub's 500 gallons. You think the
I have no idea how much.
Well, you know what a hot tub. So think about an average hot tub, big ass boat.
Yeah, I don't know. 100 gallons? 200? I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how big
I'm
the
way
is.
Out of my depth here talking about boats.
Anyway, it's just horrifying footage. I hope that there are no more casualties as the day progresses. I'm sure some people are in some pretty rough spots. But yeah, I don't know, man. You see so many tragic things on the daily, you can easily just not think about it, but when you get those footage, like what Drab said, where you can actually see the people dropping to their deaths, it's horrifying.
By the way, golf clap to the people who put together the Brooklyn Bridge. For it not to be worse.
Well, I would think if it's just the masts hitting the bridge, it shouldn't be able to take it down.
You wouldn't think.
Right. That is.
But it's hitting it with some force.
Do you ever, when you're going over a bridge, do you ever think about it collapsing? You ever have that horrifying thought?
I'm afraid of a lot of things. I'm not really afraid of bridges.
You're not afraid.
I'm just amazed, like, how did they build this thing?
Except that,
especially a big bridge. Like, how the hell do they build them?
How do they get the footers in there?
How do they get any of it done?
I have no idea.
And then I just start thinking, like, even
How about tunnels? How sick are tunnels?
Tunnels are hell.
The suspension bridges?
Tunnels scare me more than bridges.
The suspension bridges, you know, that have these super long wires. Yeah. How do they even make those?
Who knows?
I don't know.
How are they making these super long wires?
No clue. Do you ever get a, like a nightmare scenario in your head of like water flooding the tunnel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I drive in one.
Yeah. That's a common one, right? I don't know why we get that. That's a common one.
There's a Stallone movie that happens in the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a common.
Don't know the name of it.
Like all of a sudden, we're just going to be overcome with a wave of water. That bridge collapsing. You saw the guy that went on. I think it was on an air balloon, right? Or a hot air balloon, and he was hanging on for dear life, and eventually he just.
Now I
eventually
have,
just fell.
Here, there's
fell
a big, there's
the
a
balloon.
Big,
I think it was on fire.
Yeah, there's a big difference. I have to drive over bridges at times.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to drive through tunnels to get from point A to point B. I never have to be on a hot air balloon.
Right. You don't have to bungee jump either. There's one I saw a couple weeks ago, and this probably happened a million times, where the guy's so excited, he's on top of the thing to do the bungee, and they just open the gate, and he just goes, and they hadn't attached him all yet. he like had something, some apparatus on, but I'm sure those donks messed up, and they didn't have them all locked in yet, and he just took off. He just jumped.
Well, that was his last bungee jump.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, I'd never do it, but I'm going to make sure that I'm fully secured before they push me off and that big-ass rubber band stops me from hitting the jagged rocks below.
I will never get in a hot air balloon. Can we make a list of things we'll never do? I'll never
be a long list.
Bungee jump. I mean,
I won't either. No chance.
Never. I'm not going to jump out of an airplane like JP did.
I'd bungee jump if he had a moon bounce underneath, like the target.
Yeah, like that's going to save you.
Bungee jumping or even, and you see these in a lot of theme parks, I don't really call it, the slingshot. If there's nothing.
Hold on, what do you mean a slingshot?
You've never seen those? It's like you hang from like two wires.
Yeah.
And then slingshot is how I would describe it.
Right.
They actually had one at Myrtle Beach and my son wanted to do it. And that's the first time I ever said no because it just looked too rinky dink.
They pull you back and then what happens?
And you fire. You launch.
No thanks.
But it's like a bungee.
Similar.
Yeah. You're on some sort of wire getting flung around all over the place.
No.
No thanks.
No.
I'm out on that and I'm out on any ramshackle county fair ride that was on the back of an 18-wheeler 6 hours ago.
Any ride? You wouldn't even do
I don't
the
do
little...
fair rides anymore.
You're out because you just think they're unsafe?
I was at the MoCo fair, I think 4 or 5 years ago, and I got up on just a goofy swing ride. You know, you sit in a chair, it's got the chains that are just takes you around in a circle. It seems innocent enough. But I was up there, and I was like, who's done a safety check on this ride? The answer is nobody. Nobody's ever done a safety check on this ride. And I'm up here just twirling around.
Did it feel unsafe?
Felt very unsafe.
Oh,
and I said, this is my moment of clarity. I'm never doing this again.
This isn't a great picture, but those are your slingshots.
Oh, I've seen those before.
Yeah, they had one at Six Flags. They had one at Myrtle Beach. And I was like,
I'm not doing that.
It felt very much like a MoCo fair deal.
Give me a solid steel roller coaster, even a rickety wooden roller coaster. I'll get on those. That's fine. But that's the extent of my thrill seeking.
Do they actually have, I saw this, I think it was AI though, but do they, because I don't know what's real anymore. Do they have roller coasters where literally there's open space in the roller, and it goes over
I've not seen that.
Like there's so.
Like a jump?
It doesn't really jump, but because it's on rails, it just can go over open space.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's real.
That's got to be AI, right?
Yeah, that's got to be artificial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They do crazy stuff. You're hanging upside down, you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, if I see a roller coaster where there's a gap in the tracks and they're like, it's fine. You're gonna glide right over. I'm gonna say thanks, but no thanks. Right. I've seen the end of this movie before. It's called Final Destination 3.
Hey, little junkies trivia. When we did a broadcast, not from the old Wild World Six Flags, we did one from King's Dominion.
Yes, correct.
What ride were we nearby?
And
I have no idea if it still exists.
We were near either one of two rides. It was either near like the old school. It was almost like a bobsled ride, or
the avalanche,
yes. Or the blast coaster.
I definitely remember being by the avalanche. You might be right on blast coaster too.
Yeah, I think we're in.
But
that
I remember
spot.
The avalanche.
I'm so terrified of heights. I don't like roller coasters. I don't even like going in those like dome 3D things or whatever. Where like you're at the front of the coaster.
You don't like the Sims.
Yeah,
you're out on. Sims.
I get sweaty palms on those things.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Of course you do.
I'm out on that.
All right, coming up next, the WNBA is in action, and the debut of Caitlin Clark had a little drama. We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.